activities under protocol on water and health. For those of you, next slide, please. If you don't know what national policy dialogues are, they are an integrated, they are dialogues on IWRM and water supply and sanitation, intersectoral, multi-stakeholder platforms to drive water policy reforms in our countries. Since 2006, EU Water Initiative supported national policy dialogues in the countries of Eastern Europe, the Caucasus, and Central Asia, and they are jointly facilitated by UNECE and OECD. NPDs, national policy dialogues, are currently running in 10 countries, including 4 countries in Central Asia, where they are supported through the EU VCOOP program. Next slide, please. Through the national policy dialogue, support is provided to the protocol on water and health, and these activities are carried out jointly by UNECE, WHO, Europe Protocol Secretariat. And of course, these activities have strong links with the protocol's program of work. On the next slide, please, you will see specific activities which were supported through the national policy dialogues, including target settings and revision, which were reported by many countries already today during the initial sessions. Target settings and revisions were helped in 5 countries. The details you can see on the screen. And in several of them, they were already adopted. And in some of them, the targets are at the stage of final adoption. We also supported reporting exercise, previous slide, please. Reporting exercise in Azerbaijan and Ukraine through the previous fourth reporting cycle. Strategic environmental assessments were carried out in Belarus and Georgia, and although they're related to water strategy in Belarus and river basin management plan in Georgia, health considerations were included during this strategic environmental assessment process. And of course, we've heard today about the accession process by Kazakhstan, and there is a great progress in this country. Next slide, please. In terms of equitable access to water and sanitation, these activities were covered through dedicated studies as well as the target setting process and support for participation in the expert group of experts from our countries. There were a lot of capacity development activities, and you can see on the screen the workshops and events which were supported and helped with. Through our work with other partners, we work a lot on strategies development, water resource management strategies, as well as river basin management planning processes, monitoring and laboratory equipment, as well as communication and awareness raising studies where health consideration brought in. Next slide, please. I would like to inform you about the next project which we are just starting, and it's called EU for Environment, Water and Data. It was already mentioned by our Austrian colleagues today, and there is a specific objective 1.3 which talks about water and health agenda. Under this new project, we plan to promote the implementation of water and health goals, of course, with emphasis on the COVID-19 challenges and commitments. We will assist countries to revise relevant policies in view of the COVID-19 considerations, including implementation of national targets under the protocol, as well as policy recommendations on how equitable access to water and sanitation can be improved. We will provide recommendations for post-pandemic recovery measures related to sustainable water management in cooperation with OECD colleagues. We will also support technical advice and capacity building for implementation of policy recommendations related to water and health agenda. Next slide, please. I would like to mention a couple of lessons learned from our work, which we can draw your attention to. COVID-19 pandemic impacted negatively direct cooperation between the countries, but also highlighted the importance of access to safe water and sanitation. The need for better strategic planning in water sectors, stronger monitoring capacities, and the relevance of such tools as EU Water Framework Directive and multilateral environmental agreements. There is a continuous interest and support needed from countries in Eastern Europe, Caucasus, and Central Asia. We need to maintain strong ownership by countries of the NPD process and monitor progress with achieving our targets. Engagement with local partners at all levels is key for sustainability of NPD processes. It is important to continue exploiting NPDs on strategic and implementation levels, as well as to sustain them financially and logistically. And in this respect, the new EU for Environment, Water and Data project will be an important activity, as well as continuation of NPD activities in Central Asia. With this, next slide, please. I would like to thank you for your